is there a mitzvah of levaya nowadays? We know that there's a mitzvah to escort your guest out of your house. You're supposed to escort him, to be malava him, accompany him. Is there a mitzvah nowadays or not? So the Gemara in Saita Daf Mem Vav tells us about the tremendous importance of the mitzvah of levaya, of escorting a guest out of your house. And the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. When you find a mace between two cities, and you don't know who the murderer is, so the din is that Bez Din is supposed to bring an Egla Arufa. It's an Egla Arufa, it's a whole procedure where they cut off, the head of the Egla, and they have this whole tefillah that they say, and this is the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. And part of this mitzvah is that the Bez Din says that we are not responsible for his death because we didn't fail to escort him when this mace, when this victim was staying in our city, staying among us and visiting us. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why they say that Yodenu lo shafchu es adam, we didn't kill him. So the Gemara says, V'chi salal daitcha, did we really think that Bez Din has to, exonerate themselves by saying that they didn't kill him? So the Gemara says that it means that we didn't fail to escort him properly. We weren't poiter him, b'li lechem, mayim, and zaynis, and we didn't leave him to leave our presence without levoya, without escorting him. So the Gemara derives the importance of the mitzvah of levoya, of escorting a guest out, and that's why Bez Din says, we didn't kill him, which means we didn't cause his death by failing to escort him. The Rambam actually tells us a tremendous yisoid. We know that there are several mitzvahs that the Rambam counts and enumerates when he comes to defining the mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. There's a general mitzvah deraisa of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. And the Rambam says that Chazal established several mitzvahs derabanan as a kiyum of the general mitzvah of the Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. And one of them is Bikur Cholim. One of them is Nicham Avelim. One of them is Achnasas Chasam Mekala. All of these are Dinim Derabanan, Mitzvahs Derabanan. Among this list, we have the mitzvah of escorting guests. Escorting guests among this list of Mitzvahs Derabanan, which are all Akiyim of the Mitzvah Derais of Gemilas Chesed of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Says the Rambam, Schar Levoya Meruba Min HaKoil. The Schar for the mitzvah of escorting a guest supersedes the schar of all the other mitzvahs derabanan that are included in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, which includes Nicham Aveilim, Bikur Cholim, Haitzoas Ameis, Achnasas Kala, tremendous mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of Levoya overrides even the schar of these mitzvahs. So it's a tremendously important mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah that's talked about in the Gemara in Saita, Daf Mem Vav, the mitzvah of Levoya. Says the Rambam, what's the shear of Levoya? How much in distance do you have to escort a guest? So the Rambam presents the following distinction. The Rav le Talmud ad Ibur shel Ir. If a Rav is escorting his Talmud, then you escort him until where the Tchum Shabbos is. Iburim shel Ir, that's a certain amount. A regular person escorting his friend ad chum Shabbos, that 2,000 amis beyond the city. So Ibur Shalir is not mamish the chum Shabbos, it's a little less. So Rav le Talmud is only ad Ibur Shalir, which is a little less than chum Shabbos. Ish lechaveiro, a regular person, you should be melave the full chum Shabbos until 2,000 amis beyond the city. What about a Talmud l'Rav? So that you need a bigger type of bigger escort, more in distance than the other types of relationships. Zokta Gemara ad parsa. So a Talmud to his Rav ad parsa. What about Rabbi Muvik? If you're escorting your Rabbi Muvik, your Rebbe Muvik, it should be three parsois. Three parsois. So again, a Rav to his Talmud only ad Ibur Shel Ir. Ish lechaveroi, even more. Until Tchum Shabbos. And Talmud L'Rav until a Parsa, which is even more. And Talmud L'Rabbi Muvik is Gimel Parsois. Azei Zogt, Di Gemara. Now, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Levoya, and the question is, what's this mitzvah about? What's the basis, what's the nature of this mitzvah of escorting a guest out of your house? So there are two explanations brought down in the Mefarshim. One explanation is that you protect him psychologically. He feels empowered by the fact that you, you know, escorted him and you showed him chashivas, and that empowering effect that you have upon him when you, you know, are malava the person, that gives him the kayach to be confident enough to, you know, be successful and deal with any encounter with some difficulty or danger on the derech in the right way, with the proper amount of confidence that's necessary when a person has some type of situation that might arise on his trip. So according to some Mefarshim, it's a type of hagana, it's a type of protection that you provide for him when you show him that you care. That's how some understand it. Others understand it. The Marshal says that it has nothing to do with showing him you care, but rather it's a dover seguli. It's a metaphysical type of shmira, and that is that when you're malava him, you basically allow your malach that accompanies you to also accompany him, and that gives him some type of kayach and shmira when he goes on his trip, and that affords him the protection that he might need when encountering any ordeal on the way. So there are different pshatim in the mitzvah of Levoya, but at any rate, we have this mitzvah of Levoya, and that applies pashtos, even bizman hazeh. You have to escort your guests out of your house. Now, the Rama says in Chashim Mishpatav Chavav, Bizman Hazeh, we are noyeg to be moichel, and therefore, since people are moichel on their kavod, we don't have this levoya that takes place where you have a Talmud for his Rebbe at Parsa, and for a Rebbe Muvak, three Parsois, and a Rebbe for a Talmud at the Bura Shalir. These Shiurim in levoya don't apply nowadays because people are moichel. As I state in Ramah, people are moichel. So since people are moichel, there is no requirement nowadays to be melava a person ad dibur shalir or ad parso or ad gimel parsois. Zokta Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Avas Chesed and Gimel Beis. L'chayra, one could ask a very strong question. The Gemara tells us that if you are not being melava your guest, it's kilu your sheifich domin, because you don't give him the shmira that he needs for the trip. And how can we say that just because people are Meichel, all of a sudden, there's no requirement to be Malava nowadays? When you're putting the guy in a state of danger by not being Malava him. So what's pshat that we're assuming that, in fact, since people are Meichel, there's no requirement to be Malava nowadays? You're being Sheifich Domin. The Gemara says that if you're not Malava, you're Sheifich Domin. The Gemara proves it from this procedure of Egla Arufa, where Bedin says, you know, we didn't kill him. And they exonerate themselves from killing him. And the question is, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Obviously, we had no suspicion that the Bezdin killed this fellow. And the Gemara says, yeah, but if they weren't malava him properly, that's a form of killing him. And therefore, what they're saying is, we were malava him properly, and we didn't fail in the Levoya. We didn't neglect the mitzvah of Levoya. Zokt the Chavetz Chaim, a very interesting point. Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that which the Rama says, that since people today are moichel, there's no requirement of levoya, that's only referring to the shiurim presented in the Gemara as to the shiur levoya. Adi bur shel ir, if it's a Rebbe for a Talmud, gimel parsois Rabbi Mufak, parsa, if it's stamti Rebbe, that is with respect to the regular shiurim of levoya that people are moichel on, and it doesn't apply nowadays. However, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, there's still a din of levoya, even bizman hazeh, for the shir of Dalad Amos, because that's in order to protect him from the sakana of the trip. And that he, in fact, needs no matter what. Even if he's meichel, he needs this protection, and you're not excused. You have to escort this person, this guest, at least four Amos, in order to afford him the protection that he requires for the trip. That is the shita of the Chavetz Chaim. That which the Rama says that since today we're moichel, there's no chiyuv of levaya, that's only referring to the extended levaya that the Gemara presents in the Maseches Saita, Ibur Shalir, Gimel Parsois, etc. When it comes to Dalad Amos, Mechila doesn't work. That is the shita of the Mishneh Berurah in Sefer Avas Chesed. So the question is there taka, a chiyuv nowadays, to be melava, your guest, Dalad Amos? Or perhaps we should say, no, the mitzvah of Levaya somehow doesn't apply nowadays. So the truth is that the pashtos is a person should taka be makmin nowadays to melava dalet amos. There's a mitzvah of Levaya, and since the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that it does apply nowadays, a person should in fact be melava even nowadays. However, there are limudei schos for a person who is not melava, even bezman hazeh, even the shir of dalet amos. The Aruch HaShulchan says that perhaps the whole reason why we have a mitzvah of Levaya is only because the person is in danger when he goes on a trip. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that only applies if the person is traveling alone. If there are other people on the streets, there's no issue of sakana, and therefore you don't need to be melav the person. Memela, Zakta the Aruch HaShulchan, only in the olden times, where the roads were empty and quiet and lonely and dark, where there was a real sakana, did there apply a real chiv of levoya, at least dalet amos. Nowadays, there are a lot of people on the road, so each person is melav the other person. There are other people that you could find, and therefore, there's much less of a danger present when a person travels on a trip, and therefore, even if you're traveling alone, there's no chiv of levoya. So, Sagda Aruch HaShulchan only applies, A, when there's a person traveling alone, and B, when there are no people on the road. But if there are people on the road, even if you're traveling alone, there is no chiyuv levoya, and could be that's pshat why people are not noyeg to be makud on levoya nowadays, because there are people on the streets. Other mefarshim say a different reason why perhaps the mitzvah levoya doesn't apply nowadays. And they say that those days, the streets were in fact a dangerous place. Why? Because there were no street signs. Everyone, you know, very often got lost on the trip, and they may have encountered chayos, rois, listim, people who are dangerous, bandits, people who would kill them. Memela was a real sakana when a person traveled alone. Nowadays, there are street signs, everything is, you know, lit up by the lights on the street, and there are signs, and there are people to ask, and therefore, perhaps there is no real sakana when a person travels on the road nowadays, and therefore, perhaps the whole chiv of levaya doesn't apply nowadays. Lemaisa, despite the fact that there is this limud schos of perhaps not being in a matzav of sakana nowadays, l'chatchila, a person should be machmer and be melava at least dalet amos even bizman hazeh.